Could you tell me a bit about the donations you've been receiving that have allowed you to start up again, please?
Yeah, we, like most charities, this has been a very difficult time for us, and especially financially. Obviously, the fees we used to get for the rides, and they weren't much, but it was what helped keep the place going, and we haven't been receiving any of those, especially during the height of lockdown. But I must say, we've been lucky in that we have so many generous people around us. We've had riders who are still paying for rides that we can't give them at the moment. We've had local societies and charities who've made donations. We've had individuals who've made donations as well. So we're eternally grateful to all of those people who've managed to keep RDA going. Because obviously, despite the fact we're locked down, we still have all our expenses. So we have to look after the horses, we have to feed them, we have to exercise them, and unfortunately, all those things cost money.
How much of a black hole financially were you looking at if it wasn't for these donations?
I think we weren't. I think we're glad to say that we always planned. So we've always had reserves to allow the organisation, if worse came to worse, to run for a year. And that's been good financial planning. It's been done over the years. I can't take credit for that. That was previous trustees who put that in place. And it's shown to be a good decision now because we have had reserves to fall back onto. So we haven't had to look into that dark place, if you like. But obviously for a lot of stables and a lot of RDAs around the country, they will be really struggling at the moment in the current situation.
Absolutely. Could you tell me a bit about what you've had to do in order to start up again?
Yeah, so we were completely locked down along with the rest of the country. We've then spent quite a lot of time looking at advice from the government and from our own national body, RDA UK, at what we needed to do to make our stables COVID secure. We now have a range of things from physical things, so one-way systems and areas that are restricted by the number of people can go into them. We have procedures around washing our hands every time we go in and out of the building. We have procedures and videos about how to wash kits, so saddles, etc. If somebody uses them, they have to be wiped, they have to be cleaned, etc. So we've got a whole range of procedures we put in place to make the place as secure and as risk-free as we possibly can for our riders and for our volunteers. And of course, it is worth pointing out, we have a lot of volunteers, and what is key to us is the safety of those volunteers as well.
What are the volunteers and riders saying about finally being able to get back out there again?
I think I think there's a huge relief that people can start going back to the stables. We haven't been able to introduce all our riding. The problem is that a lot of what we do involves contact with our riders, especially helping getting on and off the horses, etc. So we can't do any of that. We can't do any contact work. So where we have managed to get people back is we've managed to get those independent riders, those people who can ride on their own and don't require people to mount and dismount. We have managed to get a number of those back. And we have managed to arrange visits for some of our riders just to come down and do some grooming or to visit their favourite horses. Because for a lot of especially our children, that connection between their favourite horse is just so important. And for a lot of them, they haven't seen them for months, whereas they were used to seeing them every week. So I think it's been important that they could get down the yard. I must have said in the interim, I must have a shout out to all of the volunteers and session leaders, because they've been doing videos and Zoom visits from the yard and various other bits and pieces so that people can see that the yard is still there, the horses are still there, and can still keep in touch with everything that's going on down the yard.
Can you tell me a bit more about what it was like during lockdown, what sort of service were you providing and what was the reaction in the community?
Yeah, we couldn't provide it. It was depressing, I think is the proper word for it. And it was quite upsetting, really, that we had this great big yard and you'd go in, there'd be two or three people looking after the yard and that was it. Whereas usually it'd be full of people, hustle, bustle, riders, parents, carers and everybody else. And I think it was very upsetting for everybody that we couldn't provide a service that we all love and enjoy, and we know our riders appreciate. So during that lockdown was a very, very strange and weird time, and it still is. I popped in the yard this morning. This session they haven't got any independent riders, so there was no riders there this morning, and that is very, very sad. But obviously, until we can be assured that there is no risk, because we are dealing with some of the people in the most vulnerable groups, we can't invite people back to ride, unfortunately.
That's everything I wanted to talk about. Is there anything you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I thought I'd just point out that we're also taking part, and I don't know if Jackie's involved in this, the Epsom Mental Health and Wellbeing Festival this weekend. It's an online festival being run by a number of organisations. We are on between 1 and 2, doing a whole session on RDA and what we do. So I just encourage people to tune in or to any part of that event. If you Google Epsom Mental Health and Wellbeing Festival, it'll give you the schedule of events. So,
can you give us a bit more of a taste about what people might be hearing and seeing?
Yeah, so we have a few slides which will introduce RDA, what we do, where we are, what we're about. And then I've got two coaches and a rider who are going to do a Q&A. So people can go on the chat lines on Zoom and ask us whatever question they want to about RDA, and we shall endeavour to answer it. And then at the end, we've got a little 5-minute video that was made up by one of our teams, to show what RDA does. And to celebrate a bit of what we can provide and we will provide again once COVID is over.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for speaking to me.
No, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.